الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make dua. And he said to ask him, اهدنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Allah guide us to the path of steadfastness. I don't know how they translate صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ into the straight path. Because مُسْتَقِيم is from istiqama, steadfastness. Whether it is straight or not straight is not the issue. Straight in the meaning of, in a manner of speaking. Steadfastness is supposed to be straight. But I don't know, seedha rasta kahan se laye pata nahi. Istiqamat ka rasta. Rasta seedha ho ya pata nahi kahan, jaisa bhi ho. Sawal ye nahi, sawal ye hai ki istiqamat ka rasta. Us raste pe bane rehna hai. The purpose of this life is not to reach some destination. The purpose of this life is to stay on the path. The path will take us to the destination. If you stay on the path takes you to the destination. The analogy that comes to mind, which I want to share with you, is when you are going on a train journey, especially those who have traveled in the West, if you are on the London Underground or if you are in the subway in New York, every compartment in the train has a map of the entire route. The entire subway map is on the in the compartment on the wall, right? Plus you can also get a map to carry with you. Now if you are going from point A to point B, say in the US, for example, if you are going from JFK and you have to go to Long Island, so you have to go through Manhattan, and you have never been on that road before. You don't know where Long Island is, but you have to go to Long Island. You don't need to know, as long as you stay on the track. If you take the map and you stay on the right trains, you will reach Long Island. If you take a wrong train and you go off somewhere else, then you have to, you won't reach Long Island, but you still have a chance of catching the other train going in the other direction, because in the underground or in the subway, as long as you stay on the train, you don't have to buy another ticket, as long as you don't come out onto the street. So therefore, you can change as many trains as you want, as long as you get to the correct destination. So as long as you stay on the train and on the track, you will reach the destination. Now keep that analogy in mind, and that applies anywhere else. So as long as you stay on that train, as long as you stay on the right track, Sirat al-Mustaqim, then you will reach the right destination. The key thing to understand is that the purpose is not to stay on the train. The purpose is to stay on the right train until we reach the right destination, number one. Number two, how do you know that you are on the right train? How do you know that you are going to a train which is taking you to Long Island? By looking at that map frequently. Because that map shows you all the stations that come before Long Island. So now if you say, I am on this particular station, and suddenly I find that the next station is Dover, you say, my God, I landed in New Jersey. Now, how did I get to New Jersey? I'm not supposed to be in Dover. How did I reach Dover? Right? The Dover is not even on this map. So obviously some train I took which took me else somewhere else. Now I got to find my way back from Dover back to Manhattan. So the key thing is to track your progress on this path. Track your progress on the path. And the way to track the progress on the path in this life is what the Sahaba asked Rasulullah. They said, how do we know if one ibadah is accepted? And Rasulullah said, he will give you the tawfiq to do another ibadah. So now, for example, you find that you were praying tahajjud every day, alhamdulillah, and then you went for this wedding, and we go to the same wedding place, and we eat the same food, and we do the every day, you know, meet the same people, and there's the same useless conversation, and all that happens, and that lasts late in the night, and your tahajjud is gone. So now what happened? You landed in Dover, you landed somewhere else instead of being in Manhattan, right? Key thing to ask is, what if you died now? I've said this before, I always refer to myself, may Allah give you all long lives. What if you die now? Was that da'wat more, is that da'wat going to help you more? Or is that tahajjud which you missed, which one has more value? Yeah, this is not a great strain on anyone's brain. Huh? Which one has more value? And if you think that you can't die, remember that just this week, we had two instances of people, young people, just dying. They had brain hemorrhages and they died. Two people in the same week. So nothing to say it can't happen to me. Nothing to say it cannot happen to you. May Allah protect us all from these things. But the point is that these things happen. So keep this analogy of the train journey in mind. So the first part is, if you want to reach Long Island, if you want to reach that place, you have to stay on the right train, number one. Number two, how do you know you are on the right train, you are still on the right train? By tracking yourself on the map to say, am I getting to the right stations? Next station, which is the next station, which is the next station? Which is the last station before Long Island? I must make sure I am on the right. So you are tracking yourself. Third thing to remember is, what do you take with you on this journey? Obviously, you don't take your whole house with you on the journey. First of all, there isn't even place in the train for all that. You say, no, you say, I have this favorite chair of mine. It's a big, beautiful massage chair, right, and everything, and I always sit in that, so I don't want to sit on some train seat. So let me carry the massage chair with me. They won't even allow you. You can't even, it won't even fit into the train. And even if they do allow you, imagine the how are you going to carry that thing? Because remember, on this train, there are no porters and stuff. La taziru waziratan wizra ukhra. No one will carry anyone else's luggage. You have to carry your own baggage. So imagine carrying that chair. It'll break your back. So you can't take everything with you. So what do you do? If you're going on this train journey, what do you do? What do you do when you pack your suitcase? Do you pack everything in your cupboard? No. You pick and choose what should be in that suitcase. The medicines that you eat every day should be in that suitcase. Your toilet case with your toothpaste and your toothbrush and whatnot, that should be in the case. And if you have a shaver or something, throw it out. You pick and choose what should be in that suitcase. Yes or no? I mean, we have more than stuff. Alhamdulillah, all of us have more than one suitcase worth of stuff. But when we go on this journey, we are constrained. Even though on trains they don't have luggage regulations in terms of weight, but there are, like, if you have to carry your own suitcase, you better keep a regulation, because otherwise the suitcase will break your back. So how are you going to, what do you put in that suitcase? Very, very important. Very important to think of, what is this luggage that you are carrying? What baggage am I carrying with me? Think about it in terms of your life journey. This whole analogy has to do with our own life. What baggage are we carrying? What is in that baggage? Is it useful stuff? Is it useless stuff? Did you just pack in things? Right, you are going to this very, very hot place, but you say in the suitcase when you were packing, you said, you know, I like this very nice jacket of mine and this leather jacket, and I have this very nice woolen scarf, and I have this woolen thing and that woolen thing, and your suitcase is packed full of woolen things, and then not one of them can you wear because you are in this hot place and you are dying, and you say, my God, why did I carry this rubbish? So what do you put in that suitcase? Second point. Third point is, in this train journey you will meet people. You're sitting in the compartment, people come in, people go out. There are some people who will be there with you for a longer time. There are some people who will be there with you till the end. But the other people who will come in and who go out. Now what do you do with them? If someone comes into the compartment, do you greet them, do you smile at them, do you curse them, do you kick them, what do you do? Right? And whatever you do decides, that section of your journey decides the atmosphere of that section of your journey until that person gets off. You know, in this country, there was a time when on a train journey, you made some very good friends. Those people who came into the compartment, this whole culture was like that. You know, people would smile, they would be helpful to each other. There were no dining cars and so on in the trains. You couldn't pay for food, so you carried your own food. And then I have never known an instance where, irrespective of who the person was, whether your religion, your community, no community, if somebody opened a tiffin carrier, if somebody opened a food box, then they would never eat without inviting others. So they would invite, they would insist, please, have something and so on, and my wife made this and this is very nice and so on. You know, people were nice to each other. People are nice to each other. If somebody would smoke, he would go outside and smoke. He won't smoke in the compartment because it would pollute the whole atmosphere. Other people may not like the smoke. So it depends on how your akhlaq in life, people you meet, how do you meet them, how do you greet them, what do you do with them, decides the pleasantness or unpleasantness of that atmosphere until that person leaves. Then point number 5. People enter the compartment, we make friends with them. When they leave, obviously you feel, you regret, you say, he was a nice person, he left. But because a person left, you don't stop your own journey. Because a person left, you don't collapse in grief. Because when you entered the train, or when that person entered the train, you knew and that person also knew that this train, you are not going to stay there forever. That one day we have to get off. Everyone knows this. So if somebody gets in also, you know that this person is with me for a short time. So alhamdulillah, we will become great friends and we'll talk and so on. We'll exchange phone numbers, addresses, whatnot. But when the station comes, this person is going to get off. That is no mystery. That is no surprise. That is supposed to happen. And when it happens, we say, Assalamu alaikum, it was very nice to meet you. And inshallah, let us meet again. And we'll do this and that. But you don't say, no, please don't go, stay here, no. And that should also be our own attitude with regard to the deaths of those who are dear to us, those who are near us. Everyone is on a train, everyone is on a journey, everyone comes with a ticket. Everyone buys a ticket to get on that train, and that ticket has the destination, has their station where they get off, which is printed on that ticket. Everyone. Somebody came on, except that we don't see each other's tickets, but the person came with a ticket. Someone came with a ticket for 10 stations, someone came with a ticket till the end, someone came with a ticket for one station. But everybody came with a ticket. And the person came with a ticket for one station, and you became very friendly, very close to that person. You called him your son, you called him your daughter, you called her your daughter. And you said, we have to be together forever, but the person came with a ticket for one station. You can say what you want. When the time comes, when that station comes, that person will get off. Oh, I lost my son, You didn't lose anybody. You did not lose anybody. That person had a station, that person got off. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to spend that time together. But when the time comes, we have to go. You did not lose anything. It wasn't yours to begin with. It was somebody who got on to that same compartment as you. It was not yours. You didn't create them. You didn't bring them with you. They came. You did not even know they were coming. Did you know that your son, that so-and-so was going to be your son? No. You didn't even know they were coming. So, of course, you feel sad. You feel sorry that the person got off. But it's not as if the world has ended. The world has not ended. Your journey is not ended. Your journey, if that journey is for another 50 stations after that, you have to stay on that train and you travel for your 50 stations. However, I remind myself and you, therefore, let us keep our focus on the journey. And let us make sure that we don't get sidetracked. When the train stops at a platform, for that duration, it's fine to get off the train, go and see what's on the platform, buy a couple of books or buy some food, no problem. But when this train starts, you better get back onto that train, because if you stick on the platform, you are not going to reach the journey. So the key thing is to stay on the right track. Ala siratim mustaqim, ihdina sirat al mustaqim. Stay on the path of istiqamat, stay on the path of steadfastness. And track ourselves every day. track our every single day, track ourselves every day. What I did yesterday in terms of my ibadat, what I did with regard to my charity, what I did with regard to my learning and studying, what I did with regard to my akhlaq yesterday, today's, is it better than yesterday or is it worse? Did I pray one rakat more yesterday and I prayed one rakat less today? Be very clear. Did I give 5 rupees more yesterday? Did I give 5 rupees less today? Be very, very clear. As I have said many times before, no one will enter Jannah on the basis of what they know. They will enter Jannah on the basis of what they did. So you can have all the knowledge in the world. If you are not practicing it, it will take you nowhere. Or actually, it will take you to a wrong place because that knowledge will become a hujjat against you. So by all means, study, get knowledge, but apply that knowledge. Apply that knowledge. I'm not saying don't study. By all means, study. But if you think that studying means that you collect books, no. Apply that knowledge in our own lives. Let us track ourselves. Let us ensure that we are on the right train. And let us keep looking at the map to see that we are getting to the correct stations. And then let us make sure that we remain there. Getting off is not in our control. When the time comes, we will get off. That also is a fact. When the time comes, we will get off. No doubt about that. But we have to ensure that we stay on the right track. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to guide us. Allah has already guided us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ensure that we remain in His guidance and that we don't get sidetracked. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.